Welcome to the SCP Foundation. Any unauthorized personnel will be found and then destroyed.
SCP-087. Object Class, Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-087 is located on the campus of...
Redacted.
The doorway leading to SCP-087 is constructed of reinforced steel with an electro-release lock mechanism. It has been disguised to resemble a janitorial closet, consistent with the design of the building. The lock mechanism on the doorknob will not release unless volts are applied in conjunction with counterclockwise rotation of the key. The inside of the door is lined with 6 centimeters of industrial foam padding. Due to the results of the final exploration, see Document 087-4. No personnel are permitted access to SCP-087. Description: SCP-087 is an unlit platform staircase. Stairs descend on a 38-degree angle for 13 steps before reaching a semicircular platform of approximately 3 meters in diameter. Descent direction rotates 180 degrees at each platform. The design of SCP-087 limits subjects to a visual range of approximately 1.5 flights. A light source is required for any subjects exploring SCP-087, as there are no lighting fixtures or windows present. Lighting sources brighter than 75 watts have shown to be ineffective, as SCP-087 seems to absorb excess light. Subject reports and audio recordings confirm the distress vocalizations from what is presumed to be a child between the ages of...
Redacted.
...and...
Redacted.
The source of the distress calls is estimated to be located approximately 200 meters below the initial platform. However, any attempts to descend the staircase have failed to bring any subjects closer to the source. The depth of descent calculated from Exploration 4, the longest exploration, is shown to be far beyond both the possible structure of both the building and geological surroundings. At this time, it is unknown if SCP-087 has an endpoint. SCP-087 has undergone 4 video-recorded explorations by Class D personnel. Each subject conducting an exploration has encountered SCP-087-1, which appears as a face with no visible pupils, nostrils, or mouth. The nature of SCP-087-1 is entirely unclear, but it has been determined that it is not the source of the pleading. Subjects exhibit feelings of intense paranoia and fear when faced with SCP-087-1, but it is undetermined whether said feelings are abnormal or simply natural reactions. Addendum. Over a period of 2 weeks following Exploration 4, several members of the staff and students from
Redacted
campus reported knocking at a variable rate of 1 to 2 seconds per knock coming from the interior of SCP-087. The door leading to SCP-087 has been fitted with 6 centimeter thick industrial padding. All reports of knocking have ceased. Authorized personnel may refer to documents 087-1 through 087-4 for transcripts of Exploration 1 through 4. Document 087-2.
You want me to go down there, Doc? Please, shine your floodlamp outside of SCP-087 to verify it is functioning properly. Thank you. Please, continue to the first landing.
Hey, Doc, I know you said no, but I don't think I want to go down there.
Please, continue to the first landing.
Doc, look, I...
As per our earlier conversation, please continue to the first landing.
Is that a kid?
Please remove one of the adhesive lights and affix it to the wall on the landing.
Doc, you hear that? Is that a kid down there?
That's unconfirmed. Please affix an adhesive light to the wall and verify it functions. Please turn off your flood lamp. Thank you. You may turn your flood lamp back on. Please continue to descend. At each landing, affix an LED light to the wall and turn it back on. If you notice anything unusual, please report it. Can you still hear the previous reported audio?
Yeah. She sounds about 150, maybe 200 meters down. Am I supposed to get her? Look, Doc, I don't do well with kids.
Please place the light and continue down until you notice anything unusual.
I don't think I'm getting any closer to the kid, Doc.
How far below would you estimate the source of the sound to be?
Same as before, 150 to 200 meters down.
Thank you. Please proceed.
You see that?
Yes. Can you please describe what you see?
It looks like something slashed at the wall. The step over here is crumbled and stuff. The slash mark looks really smooth. Yeah, it is smooth. It feels like glass.
Thank you. Please continue down.
Look, Doc, I think I've gone far enough.
Please continue, as per our agreement.
I don't want to be doing this, agreement or not. I feel like the kid's just trying to lure me down here, Doc. I think it's time for me to...
Is there a reason you stopped?
No! 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 Please!
Please relax and calm down. Turn around. We need a closer look at the face.
Get out of the way from
me. D9035, can you hear me? Please slow down.
Get away from me.
D9035, can you hear me?